but hey, we are back. We have a new show because we got so many emails, people asking us about disability, and we had to find the right attorney for this, and we actually found a great attorney. Let me introduce you to him. His name is Attorney Kevin Dugan, and you've been doing this for a while.
I have. I've been doing it for quite a while now.
And your office is in Fort Lauderdale.
My office is Fort Lauderdale, and we cover South Florida from Miami Dade all the way up to Melbourne.
Oh, okay. So you're definitely on the right side. We go all the way up to Jupiter. We have actually gotten the emails from I've got two emails from Stuart last week. Tell us about your practice.
Well, I started this practice about 7 years ago. Before that, at 23 years, I was an administrative law judge with Social Security.
Okay.
Did over 10,000 cases there. So, and since then, I opened my practice, and I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy fighting for the people.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that there aren't more disability attorneys out there. I was really surprised when we were looking for someone. There aren't a lot. Why is that?
I think a lot of it is fighting with Social Security is not easy. It's not an easy thing.
Right.
It takes a while for the cases to get processed, and the attorneys don't get paid unless they win.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then they still got to wait after that to get paid. So there's such a lag that I think it discourages some attorneys from joining. But they really should.
We actually had someone call me this morning, knew that you were going to be on today, and I gave them your phone number. And I don't know if you handle this, but their daughter is autistic, just turned 18. Guess what happens when they turn 18?
And they're going to do a reevaluation.
Yes, and they become, exactly. I guess, it's almost like you lose your daughter, I guess, because the state takes over. But a lot of people don't know what they're supposed to do. They don't even know what kind of attorney to call.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, do you ever get cases like that?
Oh, yeah. We get child cases that turn to adults. We get adults that are disabled as children that can qualify on their parents' earnings. It's a mix. The child cases that turn into adults are difficult because there's a different standard for a child case and an adult case. So you have to develop it a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was also very, I know that Attorney Dugan doesn't even do it. She was also very upset versus how much they get. Doesn't get very much money on a monthly basis.
Now, if they're getting it on the SSI one, it's probably only $500 a month. But if they're also getting it for a disabled adult child, it can be more, depending on whether they're collecting off of one of their parents' earnings record.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it depends on the type of case.
So tell us the type of clients that come to your office. What kind of help are they looking for?
Okay, well, usually they call me first, and they if they haven't started a claim, they say, how do I start a claim? So
they want to do it themselves?
They say, do I need an attorney to do it? And really, to start a claim, you don't.
Okay. So you're going to be honest with everybody, huh? Okay. That's a great start.
I'll tell you how to do it. It's very simple. Don't make an appointment and go into the office. You're going to sit there for hours.
The Social Security
office. Forget that. Okay. Go get your computer. Go online to ssa.gov. That's SocialSecurityAdministration.gov. They got a drop-down menu. It says start a claim. And you just fill in your personal information, names of your doctors, et cetera, and that'll get the claim started.
Okay.
And what they do is they collect the information, and then they usually issue your first denial. That's when you should go and get your attorney. If you get denied.
When you get the denial.
Yeah. You know, there's a certain percentage that will get paid, but it's a very low percentage. So if they get paid, fine. If you don't, if you get that first denial, go get your attorney.
What is the success rate after the first denial?
After the first denial, they have something
when they have an attorney.
Called a reconsideration, and that's still with the same people, so that doesn't really change. It's when you go to a hearing with a judge that you're going to get a chance to really win your case, okay? And it depends on how well you present your case, okay?
So they have family law judges, so are there judges for disability?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's all they do. They hear case after
and all case. The counties, Dade, Broward,
well, no, they're federal judges.
Okay, so probably
okay.
Fort Lauderdale. Probably.
So the judges in Fort Lauderdale. I used to be the chief judge at the office in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Okay? And we
so
had
the other side.
We had like 11 judges. And we covered all the way up to Melbourne. We covered over to Fort Myers at that time. And Palm Beach and Broward. Okay, so that's our jurisdiction. Then they have another group of judges in Miami that covers Miami-Dade down to the Keys, sort of.
How does a person qualify for disability benefits?
Yeah, good question. That's a complicated question, but let me just give you a broad outline there, okay? You have to be unable to work what they call substantial gainful activity. And so if you're working part-time and you make only can only make $1,000 a month because you can't work anymore than, 10 hours a week or whatever, then you can still file for disability. If you're making $2,000 a month, you could not.
So it's based on how much you make. Okay.
Okay. But it has to be for medical reasons that you can't work full-time or at least up to the substantial gainful level.
When should a person file?
That depends now. Say I'm going out and I'm going to have a hip replacement, and my doctor says I'm going to come back in 3 months.
Okay.
You know, then you really don't need to file at that time because you have to have a condition that's going to last 12 months. Or result in
so something pretty serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have a short-term disability policy. So you have to purchase that separately. But the if you're on, say you go on family medical leave because you have a very serious condition, would you want to stay employed because you want to keep your insurance, which is the smart thing to do? I always tell people don't quit your job until you have to because you want to keep your insurance, all right? But you can still go ahead and file. Even though you're still technically employed,
right,
you're not actually working. And that's the key. Are you working, okay? So if you think this condition that you're on FMLA is not going to resolve in 12 months, then I think you should file right away because it's a long process.
Where is the process with the doctors on this?
Well, the doctors probably are the most important, I would say, you know, because when you get to the hearing, the judge is going to listen to you. He's going to listen to your lawyer, you know, and you want to present as good a case as you can for the judge. But when he wants to see, is this claimant telling me the truth? He's going to look at the medical records. Okay. So a lot of times, and this is a real problem. If I have a chronic condition, like a back condition, and I have difficulty sitting, standing, walking, and I've complained to the doctor about this for quite some time. Now the doctor and I are in the routine. I go into the doctor's office. He said, "How you doing?" I said, "Okay." Meaning, I'm not any better. I'm not any worse. Well, if the doctor writes he's doing okay in his records, that's going to sink your case.
Oh,
okay. So
how do you stop that from happening?
The first thing I tell new clients is tell the doctor everything every time. Don't say I'm okay or I'm stable. or things aren't any worse. Tell them every time you can't stand, you can't walk, whatever it is.
People don't know
your
that,
symptoms
though.
Are. Right. Repeat them for the doctor. And even tell the doctor you've applied for disability, his records are going to be important. And that is one of the most important things to get across to your doctor and get across as a patient to make sure the doctor's listening.
So this is why we had this show. Who would know that? I mean, I would probably go, oh, I'm okay.
Well, that's why people come to me.
Exactly. Tell me that, before we go to break, I want to tell people, you know, if you've got a family law case, don't go to a criminal attorney or personal injury attorney. It's the same thing with this. This is what you do. You do disability. This is all you mostly work with. And get someone who knows what they're doing. I'm sure you can find an attorney and says, I can help you with this. But this is basically all you do all day long.
Yeah, this is my practice.
So please write this phone number down. This is attorney Kevin Duggan. Give everybody your phone number.
You can reach me at 954-916-2667.
And you do have a website.
We do. That's Duggan Disability Law. com.
And I got to tell you that we have, you know, I have other shows across the country. And I got to tell you that I have learned a lot about disability because we have a group of attorneys out of El Paso who are showing three of our Texas cities. And we get so many letters from listeners thanking us for having a show like this. Would think to have a disability attorney on there.
Right.
You
right.
know, it's
people don't think about it until they need it.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
Just give everybody your phone number one more time and we're going to go to break.
Yeah, it's 954-916-2667.
Great. We'll be right back with attorney Kevin Duggan.
Over the past 23 years, attorney Kevin Duggan has decided the outcome of over 10,000 Social Security disability hearings. He is knowledgeable about all aspects of Social Security disability law and has had to deny claims based on the mistakes made by legal representatives who did not provide their clients the representation they deserved. Don't let this happen to you. As the former chief judge for the office that covered hearings in Broward, Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, Brevard, Hendry, and Collier counties, Kevin Duggan has seen it all. After stepping down as an administrative law judge, Kevin opened a specialty disability law firm, Duggan Disability Law. And now he represents people like you who have been wrongly denied the disability benefits they deserve. Call attorney Kevin Duggan today for a free consultation at 954-916-2667. That's 954-916-2627.
And we're back. This is the Ask the Experts radio show. We're on every Thursday from 5 to 6, and we are going to be adding another hour on Thursday in the coming weeks. We'll let you know about this. We're here with attorney Kevin Duggan. He is a Social Security disability attorney, and I was shocked because we kept getting emails about people asking us about Social Security. And we didn't have any openings till about 3 weeks ago. And I said, I've got to get a good Social Security attorney. And I'm going to say this again, Kevin. It's really important that if you feel like you have a disability problem, don't go to a family attorney or a personal injury attorney. Go to someone. Now, you can't. I can say this. Go to someone who really understands. And in fact, Kevin was a judge on the other side, so you really understand.
Yes.
So tell me now, what is the difference between regular disability and SSI?
Okay. Regular disability is like you work and you pay Social Security taxes. So that's how you get your Social Security disability insurance. A lot of people don't realize they're paying for disability insurance when they're paying their Social Security. They think of retirement only.
Right, right.
You're earning your credits entitle you to disability insurance. Now, if you stop working, that insurance lasts for another 5 years, and then it lapses.
Okay.
Now, let's say later you become disabled, not during that five-year period, or let's say you never worked at all. Then you don't have any credits, so you can't get what's called SSDI. And that pays the most, obviously.
Right.
So what Congress created was SSI, which is kind of like a welfare program. But you can only collect up to $770 on that. But you get Medicaid, too. So that's the difference for that.
That's still a nice deal, though. Tell everybody what a hearing's like. Because most people have never been to one.
Yeah, that's kind of a big question. Before every hearing for my clients, I prepare my clients. I take them through a sample hearing because I know what's going to be asked, of course. And that takes about an hour for me to prepare them. Now, I can't do an hour here. We don't have an hour.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yes. Well, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. We go up to West
Palm. Oh, they all have their own building. Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, so when you go into the hearing room, there's the judge, the hearing reporter, and then they have what's called an expert, usually a vocational expert. It'd be me and the client. Okay. And usually the judges, different judge can do it any way he wants or she wants, but usually they want to do the questioning first. All right.
Right.
And they run it through. Okay. So that's why you want to prepare your client for all these questions beforehand. And then I'll follow up with some other questions where I think that the person has not really explained everything. The judge is going to take you not only through your work history, your medical condition, and your daily activity. That's what they're really trying to see. They're trying to see if your daily activity matches up with everything else.
Got you.
Yeah.
See, you've seen all this because you were a judge,
right.
So you know exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah. So then I usually do a pre-hearing brief for the judge, trying to explain exactly so that they have some idea of where this client's coming from. It usually takes less than an hour. Sometimes you have to have more than one hearing for different reasons, but usually you'll be out of there in less than an hour.
Judge makes the decision right then and there?
No, they do not, unfortunately. They have to. This is a bureaucracy you're dealing with.
Government.
Once the judge finally makes the decision, now the judge may, in his or her mind, make a decision, but then it has to go in for writing, and it's got to be drafted, then it goes to the judge. That could take 60, 90 days. So that's sometimes, I think, the hardest part for the client because they're on tenterhooks trying
right.
to figure out what the decision is. Now, sometimes I can tell what the decision is, you know,
but they're still going to have
the questions that were asked, but you can't always tell.
Well, how do you get paid for this?
I get paid U.S. dollars.
Yes.
Sure. Now, our pay, we don't get paid, but this is another reason clients should get an attorney. You don't have to pay them money up front. It doesn't cost you a dime.
Do it themselves?
Well, some do for different reasons. I'll get to that. But the way we get paid is by winning the case and getting back benefits, only the back benefits. And then we get 25% of the back benefits, but there's a limit. It's no more than $6,000. So, like, I've had back benefits over $100,000, and all I got paid was $6,000.
Wow.
You know, so it's like,
that doesn't seem right.
No brainer to get an attorney. However, some people, they say, well, I'm disabled. I'm going to be honest, and the judge is going to see it. And that is just, naive.
So if you get anything out of this show today, don't try to do this yourself. Now, in the beginning, like you said, they can. But you don't want to have to go to court before a judge without good representation. And it doesn't cost you anything unless you win.
Yeah. And if you don't win,
it's still limited.
But, I've had people come to me after they've had a hearing.
Oh, no.
And they've gotten a bad decision.
Is there anything you can do?
I can appeal it to what's called the Appeals Council, but the remand rate is very low. very low. They don't give you a second shot unless there's some egregious error. So,
well, you would probably be able to tell if they would have a shot if they came to you, because you've seen most of it.
Well, yeah, and most of them don't have a shot.
Okay.
If you left it on the table, you know, people say, well, he didn't know this or she didn't know that. And I said, well, that was your time to tell them. You know?
Right.
So just don't make that mistake.
So basically you got one shot at it.
Yes.
Make it work for you. Give everybody your phone number again.
It's 954-916-2667.
Should people, what about a video hearing? Do you get much of that?
Yeah, there's there's some things that SSA does well, and they do technology pretty well. So what they do where there are hearing offices that are overburdened is they have other judges from other hearing offices across the nation doing hearings. So you appear with that judge appears to you by video. Okay. Now, you get an option to say, I want a video hearing or I don't want a video hearing. Okay. So it depends on the office you're in. And what you want to do is talk to your attorney, because in your office, it could be that the judges there are not so favorable.
Okay.
And so you want to take that video hearing and get the heck out of Dodge. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if you're in an office where you think you're going to have a better chance at getting a fair judge, then you want to decline that video hearing. So that's an important decision, and you need to talk to your attorney about it.
Okay. How long is the process? Is there any way to speed it up at all?
Yeah. The process is way too long. These poor people... If they don't have any family, they're homeless. Those are the people who you might see on the street.
Wow.
Because the first step, that first denial I was telling you that you're going to get, that could take 5 or 6 months, sometimes more.
So
then you're going to spend another 3 months to get your next denial, which is required before you can even ask for a hearing with the judge. And that's going to be another 10 to 12 months right now. Running in, say, Fort Lauderdale, and it could be longer in Miami. So you're looking at over 2 years, probably.
So there really is no way to speed it up at all.
There is some ways. Now, if you're homeless, they have what they call dire need.
Yes, okay? I would say that's dire need.
If you're homeless or you don't have medical care, you know, so many people don't have medical insurance in this situation because they've lost their job.
Right.
So if you're homeless or you don't have medical care, your attorney can ask for dire need status, and they're supposed to put you in the line for dire need status, and that'll speed it up about another 6 months if you get it. Okay.
So now you're talking about a year and a half versus 2 years.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like speeding it up.
Another way is to try to do what's called an on the record if there's enough medical evidence. Social Security used to do on the record a lot. They don't do it too much now, though.
What if your case is up for review? You should have an attorney, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. What they do is there's something called continuing disability review. It's kind of like they do when a kid turns 18.
Right.
Say I got disability and I'm 35. Well, they're going to be looking at me again, for sure. And it could be in 3 years, it could be in 5 years. It depends on the nature of my disability, you know.
Okay.
One that might get better, they're going to review, okay? And that's called a cessation case. If they look at it, they can cease your disability right there. They'll give you a hearing. I mean, you definitely want to have an attorney for that.
Okay. So the payments aren't permanent. You have to go in for a review?
Payments are not necessarily permanent. Not everybody's going to go on a review. Say I'm 60 years old and I have Parkinson's, you know, I'm not going to get any better, right?
Right.
Say I'm 35 years old and I have a high anxiety disorder that can be treated, I'm going to get reviewed.
Ah, okay.
So in either case, it's important you keep getting medical treatment.
And I want to go back, unless you get them money, you don't get paid at all.
Right.
That's the way. So you're only like a personal injury attorney, but you get even less than they do.
Theoretically, it's 25%, but there's that limit that they have, that Social Security imposes.
So I'm going to ask for our final question. Why should I come to you?
Come to me only if your disability is serious, because I only take people that are truly disabled, okay? And if you have a case, I'm going to make sure that your case is prepared and you're prepared, and that when we go to the hearing, the judge understands completely why you can't work, all right?
And don't forget, Attorney Dugan was on the other side. He was one of those judges, so you know both sides of it.
I understand both sides.
Give everybody your phone number again. The 30-minute shows go by so fast.
Okay. 954-916-2667.
And your website?
That's DuganDisabilityLaw.com.
I love this show. This is going to be a great show. You're going to be back with us again next month. And if you've got questions, you can either send them to me or you can call Attorney Dugan. We'll make sure those questions get answered. We'll see you next week with more Ask the Experts. Have a good weekend.